Sorry.
Testing. Welcome back.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Drink.
How's that a drink?
Banging on your microphone?
It was not meant to. I was trying to pull it closer to me.
You pull it closer and it doesn't make noise.
I don't know why. I wasn't touching.
You were banging on it.
I was not.
Yeah.
I was not banging on it.
Drink.
Whatever.
Morning. It is snowing outside, in case you did not know. Which it's entirely plausible you didn't know if you haven't looked out the window yet.
I didn't know until I walked outside.
Yeah, me either. It's, we could have up to 4 inches of snow in some areas. Like, it was a line from Salem to Colton and going that direction.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
What direction?
Well, Salem is point A.
Okay.
Colton is point B. So.
So it's going north?
Mostly east, but. Like
kind of north?
North of Sioux Falls.
Okay. You made a hand motion. I wasn't sure which direction you were talking about.
Well, from Salem to Colton.
Okay.
Continuing on in that direction.
All right.
I guess I didn't think it was that
I was just
complex.
Asking what direction.
One direction. Harry.
Nigel.
From One Direction. That Pepsi commercial with Drew Brees is really starting to annoy me.
I hope they have one for the
and
Super Bowl.
Surprisingly, Drew Brees isn't the one annoying me.
Okay.
Because after they won the Super Bowl, he was probably the person I hated the most in all of sports.
Yeah, I suppose.
One Direction. All these little kids. It makes up for it, though, when the second version of that commercial came out and he spikes the football off Niall or whoever's head it was that he just slams it into.
I haven't seen the second one.
You haven't?
No.
They're all wearing, like, football shoulder pads and
awesome.
Jerseys and their tight pants and their hair. You know, they spend way too much time on their hair.
I'm sure they do.
Way too much. I mean, I'm sure my hair could look that good if I spent that much time on it, but.
How much time do you think that they take on their hair? Like, maybe half hour?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just the hair?
At least.
But they don't put makeup on, so that's not that bad.
No, to have
you know,
that perfectly
ready.
Sculpted hair. Of course, when they're shooting a TV commercial, someone's constantly perfecting it.
Yeah, and somebody's doing it for them.
You know, or maybe they just get out of bed in the morning and it looks that way.
Maybe.
Could be. So, let's see here. Your birthday weekend. How was it?
It was a really good time. I felt lots of love.
Yeah, I bet you did. Because you didn't tell me you were changing the theme of your birthday party.
I didn't change the theme.
It was Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, it was Welcome to the Jungle.
But then it changed.
No, it didn't change.
Oh, yes, it did.
It did not.
It changed.
No.
For sure. And I didn't see all that much leopardy printy stuff.
There's tons of it.
In the 800 pictures I saw on Facebook.
There's only like 100.
Oh, it was only 100?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the party theme changed, you
it
have to admit.
It did not change.
It completely changed.
Lipstick.
So if vodka makes you pet people, what booze makes you start kissing girls?
Wine. First of all, it wasn't like there was tongue involved.
No, I know, but it's still funny.
It was just the kiss and then like hold it for the camera kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was only two girls.
Okay. All right.
And they're both really good friends, so.
Yeah, that was obvious.
Yeah.
That there was no question about that whatsoever.
I still like boys.
No, I didn't think you had decided to become a lesbian or anything.
Okay.
That wasn't what I was insinuating.
What's wrong with the little kiss from
I
your
girlfriend?
I didn't
say there was. You just changed the theme. That was all. It went from Welcome to the Jungle to I kissed a girl and I liked it. Isn't it weird that Katy Perry sings lower than Axl Rose does?
It is weird.
Not that he has a higher voice, just that he normally sings higher than she does.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Except for a couple of her songs, she's pretty high.
Well, there's maybe a few. All right.
Good change of the subject.
Yeah. Got to run through some not so fun stuff. There is, if you are feeling so motivated to help the families in Newtown, Connecticut, several ways you can do that. Among them, the United Way Sandy Hook School Support Fund, the Newtown Youth and Family Services, and Newtown Memorial Fund are three of them. You can get links to all those at hot1047.com and where to go to make your donation. And be very careful when you're donating money to this. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying it'd be great if you did. But scammers come out of the woodwork whenever something like this happens.
Yeah.
And
so make sure you're on the right.
You're actually donating money to something.
Links and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, do your homework on who's asking for money. And better yet, go to a place rather than let someone seek you out. If someone seeks you out, no.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. Well, the bigots at Westboro Baptist Church are at it again.
This is ridiculous.
They are known for protesting funerals of U.S. Armed servicemen and women. They announced the plan to picket the upcoming funerals for victims at the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Several people on the internet spoke out against the group's plans. A White House petition was created to legally classify the Westboro Baptist Church as a hate group. At the moment, the petition has 125,000 signatures, more than enough to warrant an official response from the government. Now, whether or not these petitions on the White House website, I mean, they don't have any legal standing, binding, or anything.
Yeah, because it's not somebody actually, like, signing it. And
well, that's the main thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, it's, I think they just use it as a tool to gauge opinion on things.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a second petition that's gaining steam requesting an investigation into their tax exempt status.
Oh.
Which would be an even more fun way to screw with them. And I did read yesterday that the hackers group Anonymous hacked them and started publishing information.
That is so awesome.
And I can't remember what the language was, and I forgot to save the link to the article, but they deemed them threat to something or other. I can't remember how they worded it, but
interesting.
So they were hacking away.
Well, I would definitely say they're more a hate group than they are a church, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they hate everything.
Yeah.
So
there's not much good about them. On a brighter note, the overall story is really neat. The funeral for Noah Posner, who was one of the young victims at Sandy Hook, took place yesterday. Sunday, Noah's aunt, Victoria, tweeted to Delta and JetBlue Airlines asking for help to get letters from her 5-year-old son to be sent from Seattle to Connecticut in time for Monday's funeral. Both airlines responded, offering to help. JetBlue got the letters from Haller's family onto a red-eye flight from Seattle to New York to make it to Noah's funeral in time. JetBlue tweeted to Haller, "Again, we here at JetBlue find it a privilege and an honor to have been part of the hashtag love for Noah from our family to yours."
I got chills.
Yep, that was pretty neat.
Wow.
And yeah. So, and not that Delta didn't try to, but they just, I'm guessing JetBlue answered first, so they put them on JetBlue. That was all it was. It wasn't a competition or anything.
Right.
They both responded to it and did something cool there. So, okay, so we've got the Quality Lenders Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20 this morning. I fixed your mash.
You did?
Yes.
It's easier now?
Yes. Much
okay.
easier. And it wasn't so, I mean, length of time was sort of a factor. Levels were more of a factor.
Okay.
I think. There were some that were pretty bad.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was the first time. You only learn by screwing up.
Right.
So you learned something.
Okay.
We've got that coming up, and the rest of the news is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:21. We are going to top out today at 33, snow falling. We've gotten reports that north of Sioux Falls, it is pretty nasty. Guessing 3 to 4 inches. People are still sliding through stoplights.
Slow down.
Sliding through stoplights. it's really not that important you get there early. In fact, show up late. It'll be okay.
We'll write you a note.
It really will be.
You want to stop by.
I don't know that the note will do you any good, but...
Might not, but our note will say, I was not stupid this morning, and I slowed down. Therefore, I was late for work.
Yeah. We'll write like the note.
We'll
Like I said, I don't think it'll get you anywhere. But anyway.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is December 18th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Mel forgot her laptop today.
I did, and I
And now I'm dealing with a completely different configuration over here with one less computer.
I can go back and get it.
You know, I need to have three computers in front of me.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, it has to be at least two.
Yeah.
I'm only dealing with two today. One is the music and everything. The other one is everything else. Let's see. Christina Aguilera is 32 today. I bet she has a cake.
I'm sure she will.
Katie Holmes is 34. That was mean. I don't know why.
I didn't have
Give
a cake.
Give me a drink for that one.
Okay. For being mean?
For being mean, okay. Yeah. Katie Holmes is 34, the former Mrs. Tom Cruise.
Dude, if I'm going to give you a drink for being mean, you should have like 10 drinks every day.
That one was completely uncalled for, though.
Okay.
Bridget Mendler. Ready or not, here I come. She's 20 today. Let's see. DJ Lethal from Limp Bizkit is 40.
DMX is 42. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I love that.
It's kind of horrible.
No, I love it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is 48 today. He's got a silly cable show called Redneck Island. I didn't even know that. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. Brad Pitt is 49 today. You know, he was married to one of the most beautiful women in the world. He's sort of married to another one of the most beautiful women in the world. And yet the dude doesn't shower every day.
So weird.
What a guy.
I'd be like, shower, dude.
I know. Ray Liotta is 58 today. I think of Ray Liotta, I only think of one movie. Goodfellas.
Oh, no.
What were you going to say?
There's like a animated one or whatever, something where they...
I was going to say Field of Dreams is the only other one I would have accepted. Steven Spielberg is 66. He took responsibility for putting Harrison Ford on the fridge in Indiana Jones 4. Yeah. I didn't see it. It looked horrible, and from all accounts, it was. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones is 69 today. Ty Cobb was born this day, 1886. It's also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1719, Thomas Fleet published the first book of stories that his mother-in-law used to tell her grandchildren. Her name was Elizabeth Foster Goose, so he called the story collection Mother Goose's Melodies for Children. How the Grinch Stole Christmas first aired on this day in 1966 on CBS.
That was on last night.
1970, divorce became legal in Italy.
Oh.
And sadly, on this day, 1997, Chris Farley was found dead in his Chicago apartment from an overdose of cocaine at only 33. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day in 2009 that John and Kate of John and Kate plus 8 were divorced.
Oh.
It was a very sad time.
On this episode of Kate Plus 8.
Minus John.
Yeah, that's right.
He cried like the entire time.
Daddy fun.
Daddy! Daddy!
Oh, he wailed. Poor guy. Next time Daddy goes somewhere, you go, okay? He cries every time John leaves. Every time. He's always afraid he's not going to come back. Maybe he knows something I don't.
Kate's a b- and John's had enough.
Yay!
On the new spinoff, Kate Plus 8 Minus John.
It's getting kind of annoying.
Following Little People Big Divorce on an all-new Child Support Monday on TLC.
Yeah. John and Kate got divorced on this day in 2009, and that is why today, December 18th, is... what is the internet quote of the day, Mel?
I was wondering if you're going to ask me that or not.
I remembered.
Okay. Sorry for all those weird posts last night. Apparently wine hacked my account.
Oh, yeah. Of course it did. Yeah. Wine was all to blame for it. Dirt coming up too. Hang on.
I told her.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:39, going to top out at 33 today. It's snowy out there, very, very snowy. Carly's on the phone. How are you, Carly?
It's snowy. You tell people to go like 30 or slower, because even going 35, people are sliding through the stoplights.
Well, the thing is, you can probably go the speed limit if you don't have a light coming up right away. But you could also start slowing down probably a block and a half before you need to stop.
Yeah, and let people know if they haven't started plowing 229 yet either. So have a good morning, guys.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Why aren't they plowing yet?
I don't know. Sometimes they wait until it stops snowing.
Well, not the interstates usually.
Well, I know when I was coming in on the interstate, it was mainly just... It wasn't sticking at all to the ground. It was just all wet. So that maybe is why. I don't know, but I'm guessing.
Maybe it's gotten cold enough where it's starting to stick now.
Yeah, it's very possible. Because it was almost like it was raining, but it was still snowing. So
we have a winter weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. There are some areas that are going to be getting between, most of it is going to be 2 inches. There's some isolated patches between Salem and Colton Baltic Garrison, that stretch, just kind of sliding just north of Sioux Falls, which would be a mostly easterly, slightly northerly direction, Mel.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That or could be getting 4 inches of snow.
Yowza.
Yeah. So, slow down. It's not hard. You just don't drive as fast.
Yeah, it's okay.
The speed limit is not a minimum requirement. It's a maximum requirement.
Right.
You know, and when it's snowy on the interstate, I know normally the
minimum.
Yeah, there is a minimum on the interstate, but that's for when driving conditions are perfect.
Right. Not for when it's snowing and yucky out.
That's one thing, too. Why did, when they raised the speed limit to 75, they didn't raise the minimum?
I don't know why they didn't.
They should have raised the minimum to 50.
You would have thought. I don't know.
Well, the minimum used to be, was always 40 as far back as I can remember, and the speed limit used to be 55.
Right.
Like when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which, can you imagine 55 now?
I'd be so bored.
Oh.
Like, really? Really?
I'm driving to the Black Hills.
Why am I not
at 55 miles an hour? It's only going to take us 8 hours to get there.
Seriously, it would have taken you 8 hours.
What? We did it when I was a kid.
That's ridiculous.
And in that case, it's not even worth taking the interstate.
No,
because we
might as well take 44.
We did the touristy thing and went. We took Interstate most of the way, and then went up to Pier, saw the Capitol for the first time. I was like seven, when we went on this trip, and then went on whatever. I think it's 40. Yeah, I can't remember what highway it is. 34, I think.
I don't remember either. I know
between
what you're talking
Pier
about.
And Sturgis.
Yeah,
and then rolled in. We saw Bear Butte / Bear Butte. That my dad was calling it in the car because we thought it was funny because we were 6 and 7.
Oh, yeah. Then you guys giggle.
Bear Butte. Where's the Bear Butte? Whoa, what's that cool mountain? Bear Butte. Of course, it is Bear Butte.
I know.
No, I know. I was just I was just saying that for anyone who wasn't familiar with Bear Butte near Sturgis.
Right.
What the hell is Bear Butte? What's he talking about? Anyway. So daylight savings time is trying to kill us.
What?
A study out of Michigan found that there's a bump in fatal heart attacks the Sunday we set our clocks ahead. The researchers say that even losing 1 hour of sleep can mess with high-risk people's hearts. And
what?
In 2013, we set the clocks ahead on March 10th.
Huh.
It's the ahead one. It's not the back.
Oh, okay.
Where you lose an hour.
So it's in the spring forward.
Yeah. Spring forward, fall back.
Mm-hmm.
I still, every time, have to go.
I always have to think about it, I know.
I know.
That's why they have that little saying, thank goodness. Because otherwise, I would never remember. You have to say, the spring forward, fall back. Like, I have to say that every single time.
It's too bad never eat shredded wheat didn't work better for you.
Why?
Well, you were confused about the line from Salem to Colton.
No, I just couldn't. Like, you were going that way with your hand motion, and I was just confused what you're talking about.
Well, I was motioning.
You should have been going more like that.
Well...
And you went like that.
Colton isn't that far north of the interstate. And Salem is like 2 miles north of I-90. So it was, I did the hand motion as if I were looking at a map and north is up.
Okay.
That's all it was. I wasn't thinking of the actual
direction.
I didn't turn my chair 90 degrees to the right and make the motion.
That's why I was confused.
Okay.
That's why I asked you to specify.
I won't make hand motions anymore.
No, you can make hand motions. I just asked you a question, and now you're just taking it way too far.
No, I'm not.
You are too.
I never take anything too far.
Never.
Ever.
What?
No.
Not you.
No. Someone else never takes things too far either. Do they? Ever. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, up to 33 today. Snow is out there. Slow down. On the interstates especially, they're horrible. We have gotten phone call after phone call from people saying the interstates are horrible and slow down. And
especially north of Sioux Falls.
There are people that are driving, you know, say, the speed limit in a four-wheel drive. And they think that that the physics of that work.
No.
If you are driving a four-wheel drive at 75 miles an hour, even 65 right now on the interstate, you are begging to slide in the ditch. Begging for it. Because everybody else is slowing down. Because they don't have four-wheel drive. Here's the thing about four-wheel drive that you might not know. Four-wheel drive helps you get going when you're stuck.
Right.
It gives you more wheels are turning.
Mm-hmm.
Than they would be normally.
Well, more power.
And not necessarily more power, but more wheels on the ground to grab more surface area and get the vehicle moving, whatever
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when it comes to stopping, four-wheel drive makes you go.
Mm-hmm.
Four-wheel drive does nothing to help you stop.
That makes sense.
Nothing. You right. still have the same brakes you did as if you had a two-wheel drive vehicle.
And it's still going to be just as slippery.
Precisely. Now, it will. Four-wheel drive certainly helps when it's slick to keep you from your back end coming around.
Right.
Because most four-wheel drive vehicles, SUVs, trucks, they're rear-wheel drive when they're in two-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of them are, really. It keeps you from back end skidding around. But doesn't help you stop any faster, so.
And you'll probably end up in the ditch.
I'm going to say this as gently as possible. Slow down, moron!
Yes.
Thank you.
That's to everybody, really, not just the four-wheel drivers.
Well, yeah. But the four-wheel drivers, it's like they think they're in a tank.
I know. They think they're invincible. It's like, no, but that snow can't mess with me. I'm not going to go in the ditch. Last time we had this snow crap, that's exactly what happened. When I'm driving home, all the vehicles that I saw in the ditch were all four-wheel drive.
Yep. Now, now, it doesn't feel like we're wrapping up the greatest year ever in light of recent events, what happened in Connecticut, but step back outside of that bubble and look at the big picture, and we may have had the best year ever. A British magazine called The Spectator just put out an article about why 2012 was the best year in human history.
Okay.
Here are 10 reasons why. There's been less starvation, less disease, and more prosperity in 2012, even with the economic problems in several first world countries. The number of people in extreme poverty worldwide is less than half of what it was in 1990.
Wow.
Global inequality is also shrinking, with global business helping developing countries move forward economically. Advances in, I don't know what that word is.
Okay.
Fracking?
I don't know.
Okay. Apparently it's an energy thing. We've got an abundance of energy. Fossil fuel consumption is down 4%. Medicine and medicinal technology is advancing faster than it ever has. AIDS deaths are down. Death tolls from natural disasters are decreasing. There are fewer war deaths in the past 10 years than any time in the last century.
Nice.
And death rates for major types of cancer like lung and breast cancer are down by more than a third in the past four decades.
They're missing something.
What?
Pot is legal in Colorado and Washington, too. Duh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They forgot that on there.
No, but like it just kind of I have this theory that, like, you know, it. I had lunch with my sister yesterday and she was like, this world is just going. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think it's any worse than it was 30 years ago. It's just you hear about it.
Well, media
is so much bigger than it ever has been, obviously.
And we're not talking about our kind of media. We're talking about social media.
And the internet in and of itself. Even if there was no social media, still, there's websites can report things faster than any other. Well,
not necessarily.
They can't really report it any faster than we can on the radio. TV can break in.
Yeah.
And if it's a big enough story, but they're not going to unless it's really big,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas we can quickly do that. Internet, they can get it there and it's there now, but with social media and word spreads of something faster mm-hmm. than it ever has. So, yeah, I don't think the world's worse than it was.
I don't really think so.
It's just that we hear about the bad things more.
And pretty much immediate we hear
and
about it.
Immediately yeah. as well, yeah. So, kind of like the snow and driving too fast in the snow.
Slow down!
The little sign, look at the sign out front. There's some big fat flakes
Ooh,
falling.
It's kind of pretty though. Look at that.
Big fat flakes.
That's pretty snow.
Yeah, someone's giving us the finger in their car driving
Sorry,
in this right
guys.
Now.
Hot 104.7.com.